As the paperclip project began to lose momentum, yet another stimulus arose. On October 4, 1957, the Russians launched Sputnik 1 into orbit around the Earth, and the space race was on. The Nazi scientists were in demand more than ever. Paperclip began to grow. Specialists were imported from Germany, Austria, and other countries under Project 63 and national interest, and gained positions at many universities and defense contractors, including Duke University, RCA, Bell Laboratories, Douglas Aircraft, and Martin Marietta. Information about the number of defectors and other individuals brought in by the CIA and military intelligence agencies is unknown, since JIOA records concerning them were either shredded or pulled during the FBI's investigation in 1964, noted Hunt, adding, "It had taken the greatest war in history to put a stop to an unspeakable evil, and now the cutting edge of that nightmare was being transplanted to America." Interestingly, even as we were bringing foreign defectors into the USA, we discovered a traitor within our own government. Lieutenant Colonel William Henry Whalen, who from 1957 served as deputy director of JIOA, the agency that commanded Paperclip, became the highest-ranking American ever recruited as a mole by the Soviet intelligence service. Only 4 months after he began spying for the Soviets, Whalen was promoted to the directorship of JIOA. When arrested in 1962, Whalen was an intelligence advisor, which permitted him access to any information pertaining to the Joint Chiefs of Staff planning and allocation of military forces, including communications and electronic intelligence gathering. Whalen, who suffered from alcoholism and debt, was recruited by the Soviets in the mid-1950s by Colonel Sergei Edemsky, a loquacious Soviet military attaché in Washington, D.C. Although it became publicly known that Whalen admitted providing the communists with our utmost secrets concerning U.S. nuclear weaponry and strategies, his connection with Paperclip was not revealed. Yet, author Hunt raised a relevant question about Whalen by asking, did he use blackmail to recruit a spy or saboteur from among the approximately 1,600 paperclip specialists and hundreds of other JIOA recruits brought to this country since 1945? It certainly is clear from the evidence that many of them had a lot to hide.